I'm going to go back and talk about the concept of the wall. Remember that I said that a corporation protects you from everything that happens on the business side of the wall, but it does not protect you from the things that happen on the personal side of the wall. So when the real estate developer gets in trouble, somebody gets a judgment against them, they owe them a lot of money, the real estate developer has to cough up their assets in order to pay the creditor, the judgment guy, back. Well, one of the assets is their stock in the company. Now, it may be the stock in the real estate development company, or it may be the stock in IBM, or it may be the stock in their other company that they operate the retail store out of. Each one of those stocks is an asset, and it is subject to being taken over, claimed by the creditor. Let's see if you understand what I just said. Let's take two strip malls. Let's say you own two little baby strip malls. One of them you put in an LLC, one of them you put in a corporation. Then you go out and you have your accident out on the street and they sue you and they take away everything you own. Well, they're going to come in and they're going to take the stock in the company that owns strip mall A. And the funny thing is, as soon as they get that stock, they're going to elect a new board of directors, i.e. themselves, and themselves are going to appoint a new president, secretary, and the new president and secretary, they're going to go down, they're going to take over the bank account, they're going to put the strip mall up for sale, it's theirs. Now, the creditor also has a right to come and get your interest in the other strip mall, the LLC strip mall, strip mall B. However, the laws say that the creditor can only get a charging order against your membership interest. That means the guy can stand there and he can get all the economic benefit that comes out of this LLC to the members. However, the creditor can't affect the management of the LLC. And the funny thing is, you're going to be the manager of the LLC. You're going to continue to take your wage. You're going to continue to eat all the money up out of the LLC. And the funny thing is, that LLC ain't going to make many distributions. Remember, it's not a dividend, it's a distribution. Isn't going to pay many distributions out to that new creditor guy, because I don't think you're going to like him. So the bottom line is, when you get in trouble because of the accident, they're going to take the corporation, they get the strip mall, it's gone. In the LLC, the reality is you basically still have the strip mall, you control it, you can make the profit off of it, and you never have to give any money out to the guy with the charging order. At that point, you are in a very good position to bargain with this guy who has the charging order. It ain't worth much to him. If you pay him a dime on the dollar, he will probably take it and go away because that's all he's ever going to get. Other than standing around and hoping that you pay something out someday, the only possibility this guy has of getting any money is one, settling with you, or two, selling his charging order. If I get a big judgment against somebody, I can sell that judgment. Somebody will buy it for pennies on the dollar, and then they'll go and they'll try and collect it from you. And there are a lot of people who actually make a living doing that. And under the law, there's no question that this creditor can assign the charging order to someone else. Technically, the charging order says that the individual who holds it can only collect the amount that is owed on the judgment. So if the judgment is for $10,000 and the LLC happens to pay out $10,000 to the members, that guy gets $10,000, then the charging order goes away. He's through. The original member is back in his original position. No lien, no nothing. He's the member. Or if you settle with the guy for pennies on the dollar, he gets rid of the charging order. We now have the original member back in their original position, and life goes on. However, the guy who holds the charging order can do one other thing. They can foreclose on the charging order. Most charging orders are never foreclosed on for a couple of reasons. One, foreclosure of the charging order doesn't mean that the creditor gets any more rights against the LLC. It only means that they now have a perpetual interest in the economic benefit that the member would have had. Before, when the LLC paid out its $10,000, then the charging order went away. If the creditor, however, has foreclosed, then they stand in the position of the member with an economic interest in the LLC. They stand in that position forever. They have now foreclosed. It is theirs in perpetuity. That brings up some interesting issues, though. You may have heard that a charging order allows the LLC to direct income tax liabilities to the new member, the guy who has the economic interest, but they don't have to pay the creditor any money. So the creditor suddenly finds himself in a position where he owes income taxes on this deal and he hasn't gotten any cash out of the deal. Sometimes this is referred to as the KO by the K-1, the knockout by the K-1. The K-1 is the tax form that you give each one of the members that tells the member what their tax liability is for the year. Well, it's pretty clear that the charging order holder is not liable for the taxes if they do not foreclose. If they don't foreclose, basically they just have a lien for X number of dollars against the member's economic interest in the LLC. If, however, they foreclose, it is very clear that they now stand totally in the shoes of the member as far as any economic interest is concerned, not the management interests, but the economic interests. They stand in that guy's shoes, and then it's clear that they do owe the taxes on the K-1. And the funny thing is, the other members, or even the one member, you, who now have your management membership interest, but not your economic interest, well, you're not going to be very congenial with this new creditor that holds the economic interest, and you're not going to be paying a lot of money out, and yeah, you probably are going to be shifting the taxes. As a result of this scenario, there aren't a lot of creditors who get charging orders and actually foreclose on those charging orders. There's a big argument in the legal industry as to whether or not there's any advantage or if there's disadvantage to foreclosing on the charging order. Some people say that there is an advantage because when they foreclose, they then stand in the total shoes, economic shoes, of the member, and that may give them the right to bring what we call derivative lawsuits. They can go in, they can demand to see the books, they can harass the management. If they don't think the management is being fair or they think the management does a bad deal, then they can take them to court and try and get the deal undone or try and get the economic benefit out of the deal. So it may be a thorn in the side of limited liability companies before we're through. This is simply one area where we are not too clear in the law right now. However, we have what are called uniform LLC acts.